Today marks the day when the Iraq War becomes longer than America's involvement in World War II. General Robert Scales has both studied warfare and fought in war, and he's surprised the military has held up so well in Iraq. He credits one particular rank in the military for holding things together.
As of today, we've been fighting in Iraq longer than our grandfathers fought in World War II. In the past, we fought long wars with draftees and short wars with volunteers. Never in our history have we fought a long war with a volunteer military. I'm a Vietnam veteran and a retired general. Had you told me after 9/11 that my army would be fighting in its fourth year in Iraq, that soldiers would be heading back into combat for the third time in as many years, I wouldn't have believed it. Because after Vietnam, I saw my army collapse, broken, disheartened, and abandoned by the American people. But this army isn't broken, at least not yet. Why? I think the army is hanging together better than any of us old vets imagined because of sergeants. They're the soul of our army, the glue that bonds fighting units together. They're the middle managers, the shop foremen of our army. They bring young soldiers along, inure them to the frightfulness that they are about to witness, and teach them the practical things that keep them alive in the heat of battle. In 1972, at one of the worst moments in the history of our army, the sergeants voted with their feet and abandoned our drafted force. Today, they're still in Iraq, and the army remains in the fight. But for how long? How long before a long war becomes too long? Again, watch the sergeants very carefully. They're the canaries in the mine. When the sergeants start to leave, the length of the war has exceeded our ability to fight it. God forbid that this should happen, but if it does, I'll sadly be standing on the sidelines this time watching my cherished institution break for the second time, like it did after Vietnam. What can we learn from our sergeants? First, technology and machines don't fight wars, people do. At the end of the day, it's sergeants and soldiers who have to do the dirty business of killing and dying. The other lesson is that a volunteer force we begin with is the same one we finish with. It's hard to recruit during wartime. So, our soldiers will soldier on, but for how long, only they will be able to tell us. And when they're gone, nothing remains to replace them.
Robert Scales is a retired Army Major General who served in Vietnam.
And in case you're wondering how long other wars have lasted in comparison to Iraq, the Revolutionary War lasted for 8 years and 2 months, according to the World Almanac and Book of Facts, 2007.
The American Civil War lasted 4 years, ending on April 9, 1865.
The Spanish-American War was a short one, starting on February 15, 1898, and ending about 5 months later.
The War to End All Wars, as it was called, World War I, lasted 4 years, 4.5 months.
The U.S. role in World War II, the war that the Iraq War just surpassed in length today, started in December of 1941 and ended with the Japanese surrender in 1945.
American involvement in Vietnam lasted well over a decade until Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese on April 30th, 1975.
As of today, U.S. troops have been in Iraq for 3 years, 8 months, and counting.